Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. In this week's program, we're going to learn about the National Agriculture Center and Hall of Fame from Executive Director Kathy Hahner. They are about to start their 2012 season. First of all, tell me about what you do as Executive Director for the National Agricultural Center and Hall of Fame.
My job is a variety of things, as the leader of any organization is, and I work with our board of directors and usually take most of my direction from them, and then I get to pass that on down to our staff. We work with volunteers, and that. So I manage the daily budget, kind of oversee, you know, what's going on as far as the museum collections, educational programming, finances, and that. So I think I do a lot of coordinating other people.
Well, this this center has been around for a while. Maybe just a little bit of information on the history, because this was chartered originally, as I understand it, by the Congress and signed into being by then-President Eisenhower, I guess.
That's correct. We were chartered by Congress in 1960. A group of agribusiness people, actually even across the country, found the need then to, you know, recognize the American farmer and people who have made significant differences in American agriculture. And so the organization was then chartered by Congress, and as you said, signed by Dwight D. Eisenhower. Several cities bid on getting the National Museum in their location, and then Bonner Springs had, you know, the best offer, land use and that, and so it won the bid. And at that time, Kansas City was, as it still is, but, you know, the hub of agriculture, and so they just thought it was a perfect fit for it.
We've talked about where you are and kind of how it came into being, I guess. What are the types of things that people will find if they come and visit?
Well, our signature exhibit is the Agricultural Hall of Fame, and that has the pictures and the stories, the bios, and that of the 39 inductees into the Hall of Fame. Also, we have the Museum of Farming, and that shows machinery and implements from about the mid-1800s to current, most of that focusing on the 1880s to about the 1950s. We have the National Poultry Museum. It tells the story of, you know, backyard chickens to the big industry that it is today. We have Farmtown USA. It's an early 1900s farming community. There's a farmstead, one-room school, blacksmith shop, train depot, and some other buildings, and a miniature train that runs around the town. And then we have a rural art gallery and a temporary exhibit gallery where we change up the exhibits there every few years. We also offer the National Farmers Memorial. It's three high-relief bronzes that recognize the past, present, and future of the American farmer.
We're just at the start of spring, and it's a new season for the center. Tell me a little bit about the kinds of events that are planned for this year then.
Well, we'll open in a couple of weeks on the 28th of April with our Barnyard Babies. That's one of our most popular family-oriented events. We will have all types of farm animal babies here for people to come and learn a little more about. We also do some things with crops, and that, because spring is the time for, you know, early planting and those types of babies as well. So there'll be lots of hands-on activities, mainly geared towards, you know, youth, but actually people of all ages would enjoy that event as well.
You have events that take place pretty much throughout the year, and some of them may not necessarily be ones you would associate with an agricultural Hall of Fame, right?
Correct. We have a couple of events this year. One's new. One, the International Lyman's Rodeo, we've been hosting in the fall for over a decade now. And linemen from all over the world come and compete in different linemen tasks to see who's the best of the best. And while, you know, that's not directly related to agriculture, I think we all know that rural electrification was certainly an important role, you know, to the farmers in that. So that's kind of how we relate that one.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about what keeps this all going? You know, I know that it got its start, obviously, by a congressional effort, but to keep it going, to keep it up, to expand it, to, you know, start new programs, how is this supported? And, you know, what, or is there anything that people, whether they're farmers or not, can do to be helpful?
Sure. And that has been a struggle for the organization over the years, although we were chartered by Congress, no federal funding component came with that. And so it is solely dependent on admissions, gift shop sales, facility rentals, and that along with donations from corporates and individuals.
Is there a place you can direct people to go if they want more information or to see if they'd like to help?
They can go to our website. There's a variety of programs they can be involved in, from memberships. We also started a new program last year, which is the Farmer's Walk of Fame, and that's purchasing a brick. You can buy one for yourself or for a loved one to put in the Farmer's Walk of Fame. And you don't have to be a farmer to have a brick in there. You just have to support that, although we do have a special section that's designated specifically for those who have been farmers.
Well, we definitely want to make sure we get the website address in there, which is aghalloffame.com, correct?
That's correct.
Anything else, you know, besides like the schedule of events that you're kicking off here shortly or else about the center that you might like people to know we didn't touch on?
I just think a lot of people, when they come out, they don't realize what all we offer out here. We are on 164 acres. About 45 of that is developed specifically for the museum grounds. It takes 2 to 4 hours to visit just on a regular day, you know, depending on what your background and what your interest is. Some of our newer exhibits are relating more to agriculture today. There's, you know, such a renewed interest in where your food is coming from. And I just think a lot of people don't, you know, understand or know what we have out here, and they're usually amazed and very impressed when they do come.
Well, we'll hope that we'll get some more folks that want to come out there, especially if the weather continues to be as nice as it has been so far, at least this year.
Yes, yes.
And it certainly has been. Well, thank you very much, Kathy, for speaking with me about the National Agricultural Center and Hall of Fame. We'll hope that, because I don't think I've had a chance to visit yet. I would look forward to that.
We'll come out anytime. We'll be happy to give you a tour.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.